Country Club FM.
Neil, I assume the Bob Almanac went as scheduled, as normal, at its normal time yesterday?
Yeah. It okay. might have started like about 10 to 9, so maybe a minute or two later.
Okay.
But it's just me.
I didn't hear any I didn't hear any rumors or any reports of it getting shut down or closed down by the FCC, so that's good.
No. As far as I know, I said if Jim was here, all he would tell me to do is do my best. So I did that,
good. And
it went fine.
Good, good, good. Some sad news. It's a Bob Almanac salute. We say goodbye to Screech.
Actually, you've helped me. You've made me realize that there are a million fish in the sea, and I'm just a worm to attract them.
He was Screech on Saved by the Bell. A little bit annoying. What was the most annoying thing about it is how they developed the character. He was kind of cute and funny early on, and then he became really whiny at the end of the show. As a Saved by the Bell historian, as I am, Dustin Diamond, who of course was Screech. He was also in celebrity boxing and had done some other things. I can't remember who he boxed. Was it one of the Sweat Hogs? Was it Horshack?
Oh yeah,
the celebrity boxing. I can't remember if he won or not. He had gotten into some problems, and then in January, he was diagnosed or announced that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Jeez.
And he went quickly. He was just 44 for Screech. His real name, for all of you trivia hunters out there, Samuel Screech Powers was
Very
his
nice.
Real name. We didn't know that. How many times did they say that? Maybe Mr. Belding said it a couple of times, but that when he was in trouble. But we all knew him as Screech. Tuesday, February 2nd, 33rd day of the year, 332 left to go. This was the date the Mexican War was ended in 1848. I would assume they would have signed the treaty in Paris, but it was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Yeah.
The treaty turned over portions of land to the U.S. We got Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, California, parts of Colorado and Wyoming. And you know who doesn't get enough credit for this was John Tyler, the
Our
previous president.
President,
I think his term had ended by the end of the Mexican War, but he had sought out Manifest Destiny, Neil.
Okay.
We went out to grab those lands, and he was leading the charge.
He was the man. Okay.
And this date, 1848, the U.S. just got a whole lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
1863, Samuel Langhorne Clemens started using his nom de plume. You may also call it a pseudonym, Neil.
Yes, I that's what I prefer.
Mark Twain.
Sure.
Mark Twain would be his new name. Boy, that Come On Over album was huge. 1863. 1887, this was the first time they did the Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It all began 1887.
Wow, it's been that long.
They've been doing it for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, he sees his shadow. I think out of all the times they've done it, 109, I think I saw.
What?
109 times he's seen his shadow.
Well,
over the years.
That leaves about 5-9. I mean, come on.
Well, 1887 would be 134.
20, yeah.
134.
So 25 times we've had a shortened.
Should we even
deal.
Still be doing it?
Well, yeah,
we just assume he's going to see his shadow. Although
yeah.
now we got Staten Island Chuck.
Yeah.
So we got other people there. That's the best part of this. We're getting competitors.
Yes.
That's capitalism. That's free market society here, Neil. We're getting competing groundhogs because this Punxsutawney guy is not reliable.
No.
So what happens? You've got the compete, and maybe that'll make Punxsutawney better then. That's what competition
that's
does.
That's what it should do.
It should not be a monopoly. 1931, the first use of a rocket to deliver mail. In Austria, they delivered mail via a rocket. So sorry, sir. Your tax refund burned up during re-entry. That's unfortunate.
That's right.
You forgot about the heat shield on the envelope.
IRS long to get another check in the mail.
1935, Leonard Keeler's polygraph test, first used to detect lies. Mm-hmm. Of course, mm-hmm. we could use that here on the Bob. But does it detect BS?
Not really.
I don't think you can. There's no detection for that. 1935, 1950 on television.
You'll want to match skills tonight with our panel of experts as we invite you to play What's My Line?
Nice.
What's my line? I think this is the first ever telecast this date. 1950. We don't have time to figure out the lineup. You can look up somewhere.
It almost sounded like Art Fleming.
He might have been doing it. I mean, why not? I mean, he was the guy. He was the name. If you're going to have anybody do it, why not him? That was What's My Line. It debuted on CBS TV this date in 50. This little ditty?
Oh, yeah. Love this.
Frankie Avalon released the song Venus. And it was a good one. 1959. This song is timeless.
I would say.
Remember the time on Happy Days when Fonz pretended he was Frankie Avalon and he was lip-syncing to a record, and the record... He had his own Milli Vanilli incident. The record started to skip. It wasn't this song, but it was another Frankie Avalon song. What'd you think of his performance in Grease, Neil? Frankie Avalon.
Stellar.
Singing Beauty School Dropout. That's this date, 1959. How about in 64?
G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
So, G.I. Joe made its debut on this date. Popular toy, still around today. They've made cartoons and full-length feature films, the whole deal, G.I. Joe. We never had one of the full-size ones. When we were kids, we had the smaller ones. They had gone, by that time, they had gone to the Star Wars size to compete against the Star Wars action figures. We never had the foot ones or 14-inch or whatever how big they were, Neil.
Right.
How about you?
No, we had the little guys.
So. I think the most expensive ones and the hardest ones to get were the G.I. Joe and the Frogman suit. I think those are the toughest. The rubber under the water. G.I. Joe, this date in 1964. We're going to move on to 80 in the news.
This is Senator Harrison Williams of New Jersey, a Democrat. These pictures of Williams were made this morning outside the senator's house in Washington while Williams was under FBI surveillance. Williams is one of more than 20 public officials from five states who have become targets of FBI Operation Abscam. Since last spring...
It was another good reason not to trust your public officials and your elected congressmen and women and people. Abscam.
I remember it. I'm having trouble with the details. I'd have to do a little more research.
Well, a phony Arab businessman was used in the operation. There was money favors and various other things, and they made a movie out of it as well. 1980, Abscam began, at least details about it. They had been doing the sting for quite some time. 1993, here this date, Willie Nelson was in the news.
This new release of 25 original songs written and performed by Willie Nelson is available only on television and is not found in stores. This is Willie, as you've never heard him before.
As you've never heard him before, begging and pleading for you to buy his CD so he can pay his IRS bill.
It took his golf course, for crying out loud.
And a lot of other things. It was really sad. Bad money management, and he's not the only star celebrity superstar guy in person that has had that happen to them.
Yeah, he kind of left a lot of that up to his people.
This was the date that Willie settled with the IRS.
Not reliable.
With the long-standing, you want to know who you're doing business with and who's handling your money, Neil.
Yeah.
Do you know who's handling your money?
Yeah.
The gobs and gobs of it?
Yeah.
The U.S. government kept $3.6 million in assets it had already seized. Nelson would have to pay $5.4 million of the $13.1 million balance.
Jeez.
So then he released the IRS tapes. And I don't know how much money he made off the IRS tapes, off that CD. I'm sure it helped a little bit.
There's a number he could call if you have more than $10,000 in debt and get some help.
But, I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen that. Is it Chuck Woolery that's going to help us out, or was it Bob Eubanks? Which one?
It was Bobby.
Do you also need to sign up for a reverse mortgage in order to... Yeah. So, 2004 this date.
FCC Chairman Michael Powell has been making the news show rounds, stating his case. Each CBS-owned station and affiliate could be fined $27,500 for the spectacle each.
Janet, that was disgusting. You are fired.
We asked you which Stars Gone Wild stunt was the most outrageous. Justin's Super Bowl strip of Janet or Britney and Madonna's VMA lip lock. No surprise, 71% of you pick the Super Bowl stunt.
Yeah, it was a day after, and the FCC, the chairman, I mean, back in the 2000, you were hearing from FCC Chairman Michael Powell on a regular basis, weren't you? That was kind of your blue period.
Yeah.
You were going real blue with your show here on Bob FM. Mm-hmm. But Powell called it classless, crass, deplorable. Super Bowl 38, it was the wardrobe malfunction. You know, for most of us, my biggest wardrobe malfunction ever was, you walk out of the bathroom or you leave home with your barn door down.
Right.
You know, your zipper down, that's the biggest.
Right.
And but this one here was kind of big. It was a little more revealing than that they had hoped or planned. Something went wrong. Way too much skin, Neil.
Way too much.
People didn't like it. And I was watching it. We had a DVR. I go, hey, you got to go back. Did I just see what I just saw? Did I see what I think I saw? And
that was what I thought.
And it
they
was.
Were.
They were. It was what I thought it was. Just one of them.
Right.
Timberlake called the incident regrettable. Blamed it on a wardrobe malfunction.
Sure.
And that's just a perfect. This is the perfect way of putting it.
It is.
Well, I mean, if he was the one who came up with that, Timberlake, that was genius.
That was.
A wardrobe
People
malfunction.
People still use it to this day.
And then 2014.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of the most accomplished actors of his generation. And today we learned his life came to a sudden end at the age of 46. Mm. Hoffman was found dead inside his New York City apartment this morning. We begin with Vanita Nair.
Man, he was a good actor.
He was
very good, very much into the method acting method, if you will. He was only 46, and drug overdose for Philip Seymour Hoffman. Birthdays now.
My mom liked my brother best, and she never liked me.
Right,
mom gave
it,
my...
This is not true.
Mom gave you... Mom liked you best.
She, all right.
He was the one that mom liked best, Tommy Smothers, he and Dick. The Smothers Brothers comedy team.
Loved it.
Tommy Smothers is on our birthday list today. He's 84.
They were talented.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you.
Speaking of talent, Graham Nash.
Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up?
People are very familiar with his work with Crosby, Stills, Nash, sometimes Young.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget about and don't sleep on his work with the Hollies. Please.
This is awesome.
That's him leading the way here on this one, On a Carousel.
Very nice.
Graham Nash is 79. It's time for another edition of Know Your Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, sure.
The Bob FM staple. Is it Howard or is it David?
There's a reason.
I'm pretty sure it's Howard today.
You know your Bellamy Brothers, and you have a 50-50 shot at it, but still, I figured you would know. Because you send them cards, don't you?
Yeah.
You got a card in the mail?
We touch base.
Hopefully you don't send it by rocket.
No.
Howard Bellamy is 75 today.
He's the older brother.
Lieutenant Commander Data.
For a time, I was tempted by her offer.
How long a time?
0.68 seconds, sir. For an android, that is nearly an eternity.
Oh, he was kind of the comedic relief at times on the Enterprise D, and then later on the Enterprise E. Data, Brent Spiner, the android of the Star Trek The Next Generation crew, 72. He was kind of the Spock of that generation. Yeah. But he was an android. You know why? Because he had a positronic matrix. Did you know he had that?
No, I was going to research that.
Brent Spiner, 72. Happy birthday. This guy was a bounty hunter.
Some people say, oh, you're a bounty hunter, dog. I say, no, brah. I'm a bounty hunter.
I say, no, brah. He's Dog, the bounty hunter. He's one of my top two bounty hunters. Boba Fett, of course, is number one. And then you got Dog Chapman. Dwayne, the Dog Chapman. He's 68 today. Ever watch that show?
I did. I'd rather watch this gal.
Christie Brinkley, 67 today. She was the Uptown Girl, Billy Joe's muse for this song.
Mm-hmm. And his wife for a while.
For a while. How long were they married? Want to look that up? Was it 10 years, 13? I want to say double digits.
I think so.
67 for Christy Brinkley here today. We have this guy pitch for the Twins.
Fly ball left field. Alex Cole coming in. Meter's going out. Cole has it. Erickson has his no-hitter.
Nice. Scott Erickson, happy birthday. He's 53 today. Now, he's in a bit of trouble. Did you read about this?
No.
So, I guess last year, he and a woman were drag racing someplace, and the woman he was drag racing again hit a car and killed some people, and it was a hit and run. Erickson left. He didn't come back. The woman stopped eventually, but he's been charged, I think, with reckless driving. Now, I read this last week. I haven't seen any recent developments on it, but he was not driving the car that actually struck. I think it was a couple of people. Both of them were young. I'm paraphrasing here from what I read. I don't have it here in front of me, but I think they were walking or crossing the street, and this other drag racer hit them. And I don't know if Scott, I don't know if he's made any statements on it, but he just kept driving. I don't know if he knew what happened and he fled the scene or just kept going and didn't know there was trouble. But
that's a bad deal.
It was a bad deal. Yeah. It was a bad deal. So Scott Erickson had a heck of a sinker.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
He was a big part of the 91 World Series team. Although he got hurt.
Yeah,
he was supposed to start the All-Star game.
And he got hurt. It's some arm trouble.
What do you think of Shakira? Muy caliente.
Very attractive.
Yeah. And talented.
So Shakira, 44 today. And our rapper of the day is Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane is 40.
Gucci. Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley married. This was Joel's second marriage in March of 1985. And they would divorce in August of 1994. So just shy
of
10 years. Gone, but certainly not forgotten. We start with George Papa Bear Halas. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, really instrumental in, you know, the whole Chicago Bears.
Or the NFL itself.
Yeah,
right?
The NFL itself. He was there at the beginning, absolutely. Papa Bear was born on this day. On this day in 1895, you could argue that he's the real Howard Johnson, but we had the real Howard Johnson here. This was the entrepreneur who founded the restaurant and hotel chain. You remember the Howard Johnson motels. You ever stay in one?
Negative.
That's a shame.
I'm aware of them, though.
1897. It's really pretty lean today. Let's move up to big band and jazz Hall of Famer Stan Getz.
Was walking, and friendship passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
Have you ever met or went out with the girl from Ipanema?
You know,
I haven't, but I get a feeling she's high maintenance. That's Stan Getz on the saxophone here, Girl from Ipanema.
He's a very talented man, and he was born on this day, 1927. There were several Stan Getz albums in my brother's collection that we discovered. And then...
No relation to the Subway vigilante Bernard Getz.
No relation. And then there was only one Farrah, the lovely Farrah Fawcett.
Hello.
Yeah.
Would you like to order dinner now?
Sure, if you're on the menu.
I bet you were up all night thinking of that one.
I mean it. What are you doing after work?
No, I'm sorry. Felines aren't allowed to date customers. May I see your membership key for the drinks? Thank you. Oh, there must be some mistake. This is your hotel key.
No mistake, honey. It's one
sleazy businessman. Here she is trying to do her work, undercover cop.
Right.
As a feline, whatever they are, a cocktail waitress.
Huh. And he's slipping the room. Who was that scumball? Anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Farrah Fawcett is
henchman number two.
Yeah, she was the lovely Jill Monroe on Charlie's Angels, was on some other programs, but everybody knew her. And her poster from the mid-70s was one of the most purchased in world history. Farrah Fawcett, born on this day, 1947. We lost her too young, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I wasn't allowed to have that poster. I had one of Tattoo. from Fantasy Island.
Your parents were stricter than mine.
We were a little stricter, yeah. I snuck other things in, but that was, right. As far as having it displayed on the wall, no can do. We had one of those old farmhouses where very steep roof, so you're upstairs. You had the roof part of your upstairs in your bedroom, and then off to the side, and a lot of people probably know this, off the side there were these storage areas where it was kind of crawl spaces where the eave came down, and there was no room. You couldn't, that wasn't living space, so they put, you know, a wall in there, and it was very short. You'd always hide stuff in there, but as far as putting it out on the wall, there's no way that would have flew.
Right.
So Hervé Villaché it was. Who knows what I had under Hervé Villaché?
Yeah.
But
we get it. And we're sad about it.
And now they're all gone but not forgotten. Too much of a look into my past life. Right. I need counseling now. Where's the Bob FM on staff psychologist? Is he here? Break out the portable couch.
He's working via Zoom.
Would you like to start out Glenn Campbell, She's Gone, 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 mm-hmm. Rodney Crowell, Above and Beyond, or Alan Jackson, Where I Come From?
Let's go Glenn Campbell today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.